Hello, and welcome to the Language of Mindfulness podcast. This is a podcast for people who want to have more great conversations in your life. You want to connect, you want to speak authentically, and you want to listen deeply. This is how to do it, and it's the real deal. So why should you listen to the Language of Mindfulness? Because in every episode, I'm going to give you tips and guidance I've learned in my pretty extensive career of coaching and practice from the best and brightest in the field of interpersonal communications, public speaking, meditation, group leadership, and somatic psychology. And we're going to have interviews with some amazing people about their groundbreaking work. It's my goal to give actionable and uncommon tips and advice in every episode that you can implement right away. So subscribe or follow now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And if you don't listen, you're going to miss some great stuff that you just won't hear anywhere else. I'm your host, Brett Hill, and welcome to the Language of Mindfulness. Hi, a lot of people ask me how to get started with the mindfulness practice. So I wanted to make an introduction to the topic. Mindfulness, the way that I talk about it, is the Jon Kabat-Zinn definition, who is the author of Full Catastrophe Living and creator of the mindfulness-based stress reduction, which is paying attention in the moment. So it's paying attention on purpose. In a specific way, they say, literally, on purpose, in the moment, and non-judgmentally. I want to break that down for just a minute, and then we can move on. On purpose means you make a choice to pay attention. So that simply means I'm going to choose to pay really close attention to something. In this case, we're going to be using our breath to be paying attention to. Next, it's in the moment. So one of the beautiful things about the breath or any body sensation is that your body is not worried about the future or the past. It's like what's happening now, right? What am I sensing right now? What colors am I seeing? What am I hearing? How am I breathing? And so if you pay attention to your breath and you choose to do it, that satisfies conditions one and two. And number three is non-judgmentally. Well, your breath is not an emotion, right? So it doesn't have any feelings innately. However, you will find that as you pay attention, that you might have some thoughts or judgments about, oh, I'm not doing this right, or I'm feeling uncomfortable, or this is boring as heck, or whatever's going on. And it doesn't matter. The point, it matters, but the point is to notice what's going on rather than to get involved with the thought stream. So if you have a thought like, I don't know how to do this or this isn't working, then the practice is, I'm having a thought that this isn't working, or I'm having a thought that I don't like doing this. And just notice that and then keep coming back to your breath, paying attention to the breathing. There's a lot of underneath rationale for this that's not apparent. When you are bringing your attention back to your focus of paying attention to your breathing, you're actually training your brain. You're trying to reinforce a neural network that is the one that can control your attention. So you can say, oh, I want to bring my attention back to something that I choose. So that's in the moment and by choice to my breath. I'm just going to pay attention to that. And maybe that's 5 seconds, maybe that's longer. But you will lose track. You will have thoughts and you will get lost. And eventually you'll go, oh, wait, I'm not paying attention. That moment right there where you go, oh, I'm not paying attention anymore, is the moment that you become mindful. That's the moment that you wake up from the trance, as they say, of my stream of thoughts. And so you bring back to your breath, you start to think, oh, I'm having these thoughts about tomorrow or what they should have said to this guy or this girl. And it's like, okay. And you're in it for maybe quite a long time. And then finally you go, oh, wait, I'm supposed to be meditating. Duh, I'm supposed to be paying attention to my breath. All right, great. I notice that I've been thinking about these things. I'm going to bring myself back to my breath. What's it like to be breathing? Noticing. Breathing in the quality of the air. What's it feel like in my nose? What's the rise and fall of your chest or your stomach or your back or wherever you feel it? Letting yourself just pay attention in a very refined way to that experience. You do that, you keep coming back and you keep coming back and you start to build the muscle of being able to be present with your experience. It's so valuable. Later on, for those of you that engage in the language of mindfulness practice or just bringing your mindfulness into your life, that skill becomes essential. Because then think about if somebody says something to you and you get rattled, instead of reacting, you can go, wait, I'm going to bring my attention back to myself, my experience. I'm noticing I'm rattled. I'm going to take a breath. Wow, what an amazing resource you have created within yourself to not be reactive, but instead be at choice. That's an incredible achievement. And in that moment where you're alive and present with your own experience, there's so much that can happen. And that's where some coaching can come in handy if you're interested. I do free coaching for a session and then we can look at specifically what you need. So I'm not trying to pitch you. It's just that it takes further work. The thing here is the practice is fairly straightforward. I'm going to also include a link to an actual meditation where we go into relaxing and then focus on the breath for just 5 or 10 minutes. Now, a couple of FAQs. How often do you have to do this? Here's the key word, key phrase. Frequency is more important than duration. Frequency is more important than duration. And what do I mean by that? What I mean is you have to do enough times to make a difference. You have to practice enough to make a difference. In your neurology, it's like learning. Like if you want to learn to practice a C scale on a piano or play a C chord, how many times do you have to do it until your hands and it's muscle memory and you just know how? It's so much better to do 5 meditations of 5 minutes than 1 meditation of 25 minutes. You want to go into it, settle, do the practice, come back out, rehearse. And if you do that enough, and it doesn't take that much, so 10 minutes is enough, I think, to actually make a difference. So that's number one. Number two, and this is an important conversation, is there are some people for whom a mindfulness meditation is not suitable. For those people, here's the key thing. It's like when you start to get mindful about what's going on in your own world, that can be a little uncomfortable for people. It's kind of like, oh, really? I'm that out of control of my thoughts. That's a pretty unpleasant emotion I'm feeling. That's normal. It's okay to have some degree of discomfort in, I don't say disease, but dis-ease with your experience, because for those who haven't tried it before. If, however, this is triggering you in some way that feels like it's overpowering or terrifying, then don't do it. The bottom line is at the end of these meditations, you should feel a little better or hopefully at least not worse, right? If you don't, if that isn't the trajectory, isn't improvement, don't keep doing it. If you start to feel overwhelmed and even really afraid, then those are symptoms that you need another kind of work that this is not going to be well suited for. So there are practices around people who have in their neurology already pre-learned systems that are in the way of you kind of getting in touch with what's going on in a deeper way. And the moment you do, those things pop up and go, oh my God, and they're overwhelming to certain individuals. Not a lot. I hear a lot of people who complain about the discomfort of sitting down and meditating, but they and they're not really like PTSD victims. They just feels uncomfortable. That you should probably just press through. However, if it starts to feel really overwhelming and oppressive, and then in those cases, you may need some additional help. So seek out a good somatic psychologist or practice. And I definitely recommend the somatic therapies for that kind of thing to help you work through those issues as best you can, or at least I don't say work through, but learn how to manage that's in your system in a way that you can relax around. So there's frequency. There's frequency versus duration. There's the notion of, can I actually do that? For some people, a somatic approach, meaning a body-based meditation, can be good. I've got stuff on my website here on the blog on the power of, because I have a podcast on the power of wow. Look that up, because it's really about that. And there's some advice there about how to proceed with a mindfulness meditation practice that isn't, I should say, how to proceed with a mindfulness practice that isn't meditation based. It's very fun, by the way. All right, so we've covered the basics, the process, why it's important to come back, frequency versus duration, when it might not be appropriate, and if you need a more body-centered approach, a resource for you there. The final thing is, if you have judgments about yourself, if a voice comes up that says, I'm really terrible at this, do your best to just say, I'm noticing I have a voice that's condemning me or putting me down or being judgmental about me. And name it as a voice that you have or a thought that you have, rather than, I'm so judgmental. See the difference here? Where it is, I'm so judgmental, means me, I'm judgmental, versus I'm having a thought about being judgmental, or I'm having a judgmental thought. One is something that's occurring to you. The other is an identity. And so the language there really matters. So you want to learn to separate the notion that you are not your thoughts. And that's really, really a lot of what mindfulness is about. You are not your thoughts. And so I would like to invite you to try this extremely powerful, very simple practice. It can literally change your life, and by virtue of that, the lives of those people around you. You can find an audio of the meditation we've been talking about in this podcast at languageofmindfulness.com/meditate. That's languageofmindfulness.com/meditate. So that's a wrap on today's edition of the Language of Mindfulness podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it. If so, please leave us a review on iTunes and follow along on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. We'd really appreciate it. And check us out at languageofmindfulness.com, where you can sign up for a free coaching session or download our PDF on 8 ways to be more mindful in a virtual meeting at languageofmindfulness.com/8ways. Thanks a ton, and we're looking forward to a lot of great new content coming up as well. Have a great one, and stay present.